What does it really take to scale your law firm without burning out or backing down? Welcome to the Summer Success Series of the Law Entrepreneur Podcast. This is a power-packed roundup of our most downloaded episodes from the first half of 2025. So whether you're new here or you're one of our trusted followers, these are the conversations that high-performing law firm owners couldn't stop talking about. From sealing up intake leaks to scaling with AI, these are the exact strategies our clients are using to unlock profit, reclaim time, and lead with clarity. So while you're recharging, power up with the insights that are already driving serious results. The systems, the freedom, the empire. Let's finish 2025 stronger, smarter, and more unapologetic than ever.
Hey, it's Sam Alai here, founder of My Legal Academy, where we help lawyers scale and automate their law firms so they could sign up more clients and reclaim their precious time. If you're looking to grow your practice while working less, click the link in the show notes to book a free call to discover a radically different way to grow your law firm. Enjoy the episode.
Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. I'm Neil Tyra, your host, and I'm joined by my good friend, Sam Alai.
All right, Neil, we have a good episode today about law firm intake, probably the most crucial part of signing up clients, right? There's only two parts of marketing: generating leads. Number two, signing them up. As you shared, Neil, this part is where the art and science lies, and it's the biggest challenge. But there is a system to the madness, and we were revealing what it takes to be able to sign up 1,000 clients per month. That's how many clients we're signing up these days across five law firms. So we have a pretty good grasp of what it takes. We start off at, you know, 0, then 10, then 50, then 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 a month. I have two law firms that are around 400 to 500 clients a month. And everything that I'll be sharing with you is sharing with you exactly those recipes and what we're implementing these days that you can also apply in your law firm.
You know, Sam, when I talk to colleagues and associates about this whole process and particularly about the services that My Legal Academy offers, and we talk about intake, I will tell you just anecdotally, this is the area where most people display the most skepticism. They say, yeah, I get it about the ads. I got what Sam's doing with the ads. I got what he's doing, you know, about virtual intakers, but the process of intake conversion, I'm not sure that I quite believe that. So I'm really anxious to have this conversation with you because I think it's going to put the proof before everybody and to show them that this checklist, this conversion methodology is tried and true and proven.
And a lot of people underestimate the amount of work that it takes to make intake successful. You know,
yeah,
that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work and it's a lot of ongoing work. It doesn't end. There's no such thing as just like taking off your foot off the pedal on this. But there are a lot of levers. We have a resource called the My Legal Academy Intake Conversion Evaluation. And there's 40 items on there, which is basically, it's a way for us to evaluate how your intake is. And there's a lot that could be improved and done to be able to make sure that we continuously increase the conversion rates, your intake conversion rates to sign up more clients. And Neil, we also have about two or three law firm intake conversion specialists at My Legal Academy who do exactly this. They evaluate and troubleshoot and improve to be able to help you sign up more clients.
Neil, so this is a resource that members can take advantage of, this intake conversion checklist, and then schedule a meeting or a consultation with an intake specialist to go over that and understand where the challenges are in their own system. Is that how that works?
Correct. Yes. And I'm looking at the resource, just getting your hands on the resource. It's very, like, very surface level kind of way of looking at it. It needs to be evaluated with somebody who can come in and validate it with you and also help you create the system to make sure to improve these. So yes, I'll be happy to share this resource, but just know it'll be useful if it's done with somebody who knows what they're doing with this. It's like, sharing with me, you know, the recipe. I'll give you a recipe of how to make this amazing juice and I just hand it to you. Instead, I work with you to make sure you understand, you know, what this is, how it can help you, and then help you, you know, drink this every day. So start with it. But before we do, Neil, let's talk about why is intake important? Neil, do you have some stats that you can share with us?
Yeah, I mean, there are a number of factors that drive the importance of intake. I mean, look, obviously, if you never convert from a lead to a paying client, you got a problem. You got an intake problem. And there are some factors that help influence that success rate. So for instance, you know, response time. I think that's one of the things that you emphasize so much. And you look at some of the literature that's out there and some of the other studies that people have done, like Leo in their annual trends report, that show that the vast majority of law firms don't respond to their lead inquiries quick enough. And I think you've demonstrated that leads that get a response within 5 minutes are more likely to convert to paying clients than any other, you know, type of lead. So I think there's an example of why that's important.
For sure. I know everybody talks about the response time. We'll talk about that too. But I'm going to do an audible. Let's just start with the checklist. And I'll start off with a very important one that I feel like a lot of people miss and also doesn't get discussed. It also happens to be a secret sauce for sending out more clients, which is weekend and office hours coverage.
Yeah.
Making sure that you have dedicated virtual intakers who are calling your prospects after 5 p.m. to about 9 p.m. And also working on Saturday and Sunday because people are busy. They have work. They got stuff going on. They don't want a random call at 9 a.m. or whatever, middle of the day. Instead, you know, when they're driving home, that's a perfect time. You know, when they're right after they had dinner, it's a good time. You know, think about yourself, you know, you got a lot of stuff going on. Last thing you want to do is to deal with, you know, somebody and take on a call middle of the day. But that kind of opens you up to, especially if your competitors are only, you know, taking on calls during that time and you have your team make a call on Saturday or Sunday. It's a wide open opportunity for you. It's a blue ocean. You know, have a nice, quiet conversation at that time. And it also, on their side, it shows that you care. Your assistant, your team is 24/7, basically. And it helps you boost your conversion rate. And also, Neil, I could share with you, people who have listened to the system have came back always and say, Sam, I'm signing up most of my clients during that time. I'm like, I know, because we are too.
Yeah, I think the weekend and off hours response time got thrown out with the work-life balance discussion. And people got confused and said, well, look, as the attorney, I'm not responding to calls after hours or on weekends. That's where I draw the line on that work-life balance. We're not talking about you doing it. We're talking about your intake specialists doing it and being set up specifically to respond to clients that need to call you after work or on the weekends, because that's when they have time to think about what it is that they need legally.
Yeah. So try it. If you haven't tried it yet, you'll see that is a very good opportunity for you to all of a sudden open yourself up to much better coverage, basically. And let's go to number two is, we mentioned it, is response time. A lot of people focus on this. It still doesn't take away from how important it is. Let me be very explicit. Your prospects need to be called instantly or at the latest within 1 minute. Okay? The longer you wait, by far the lower your percentage rate of signing them up. Even 5 minutes is much later than 1 minute, and 1 hour is much later than 5 minutes. The sooner you are, the faster and more likely you are to sign up. But your systems need to be able to match this goal. So as we mentioned in our last episode, is you need to integrate your lead source to go to your CRM. And at that time also is where you want to set up your notifications to your intake team to get call up this client. And the other part that I'll add to this is, ideally, you know, you should have somebody who's overseeing how long does it take to be able to basically your speed to lead numbers, you know, from the lead come in, when was the lead called? I mean, somebody needs to oversee that number. At the very least, you know, if you have a small firm, on a weekly basis, look at your numbers. This lead came in. Again, if you have integration set up, you should be able to see this very clearly. The lead was created at this time. And then you could cross-check that with your phone service to see when this lead was contacted. If it's longer than 5 minutes, again, you're going to be with somebody who is calling up the lead. Especially even more so these days, Neil, when most law firms are online. So that means there's a lot more options for prospects. You know, you don't pick up or you don't call back right away. They're calling up the next person on the phone on Google. or even if you've, you know, even on Meta and TikTok, as soon as you interact with an ad, well, guess what? These platforms want to show more of those ads to you. So as soon as they interact with my ads and I don't call them, then they'll be shown another ad and then they'll call up that ad and I'll get lost. And we know this and we actually have a good eye on this. We hear back, you know, when our team misses out on the leads, oh, we already signed up with this law firm. Like, damn it, that was just a speed lead issue. So yeah. Critical.
You make the important point too, that implementing automated text messaging to reach those leads almost instantaneously is a component that you can put to your advantage. You know, lead comes in, automatic text message goes out, says we're going to call you very shortly, and then you call them very shortly within 1 minute or so. That gives the instant feedback and it holds them, in at bay for that small period of time that it takes your intake specialist to give them a call. I know from my own experience here, whenever we do that near immediate response, almost the first words out of the prospective client's mouth are, oh my God, thanks so much for calling me back so quickly. It's just, they're not used to that type of customer response. And that sets you apart from people who don't.
That automated text you mentioned, Neil, is such an easy thing to set up, but it has such a high ROI. As soon as the lead comes in, they get a text, very friendly, simple text that we have all these formulas about what type of text, what the text should say, that opens up the conversation. And also, if the name of the text, let's just say it says, hey, John, it's Bob, then when you make that call from that phone, same phone number, then iPhone will show that person's Bob's name on the phone call, which makes it more likely for it to be picked up. That makes a huge difference. So automated text is definitely a great way to go. Along with the same lane, Neil, following up, it's something that's always also crucial. And what I found is people are either the quantity is off, that means you're not calling enough, or the cadence is not significant enough, that means you're not calling 3 times a day and trying at different times of the day is also another kind of part. Minimum, you need to have some kind of system where you're trying out calling up a lead for at least 2 weeks would be like a good kind of framework to have in mind. And even then, even after 2 weeks, I still wouldn't completely give up on it. I would still try to send some sporadic texts after that. But being frequent, doing it and setting up, making sure that your systems are calling at different times is crucial. Again, you need to kind of evaluate my intake or ask them. If you don't create that SOP for them, that recipe for them, I need you to call at least 3 times on the first day, 3 times on the second day, 3 times on the fourth day, twice on the fourth day, whatever, all that stuff, and you hold them accountable to it, then it won't get done.
And I know you've used this in the past. I think you still currently do so. And that is at least one or more of those emails ought to have a very short video clip embedded in it as well. That always increases the response time when the client can see a video that appears to them to have been made specifically for that purpose of closing the connection and getting them on the phone. It works extraordinarily well.
It really does. And it's one thing that a lot of people don't have. And if you're just strategy-wise, you do it because other people don't do it. There's just a reason. It makes you stand out and your conversion rates shoot up. Basically, the way that is done, there's different tools. There's Loom. There's Video Ask. There's Dub. I would put potentially for this, Neil, I would probably use Video Ask because it's literally meant for this. Basically, increasing your conversion rates via text with a personalized video. Kind of like a mobile looking video. But that is a very good strategy. The other part we mentioned is make sure that you have a dedicated intake team. So you're people that are in charge of picking up on your phone calls or even qualifying or setting up your clients are not kind of organizations that are sharing the resources. So no, none of these virtual receptionist services. Again, if you want to use those services to supplement something that you're doing, okay, maybe. And also, adding about supplement, we mentioned in our first point, if you have, a lot of, you'd be able to sign up a lot more clients through weekend and, night coverage. Well, if you only have coverage during those times with your virtual receptionist services, you might want to kind of flip that. Maybe have, I want to do this, but if you really have the very least, it's a little bit better, have those virtual receptionist services during the day and maybe have your virtual intakers on weekends and off hours. Obviously, I probably wouldn't do that, but just try to give you that sense of
an option. Sure.
Yeah. Just how important it is to make sure that you have good dedicated virtual intakers who are making calls after 5 p.m. and making calls on the weekends. It's kind of key. The other parts, Niels, is making sure that you're leveraging your CRM for all this full capability. Every CRM has some form of automation or workflows, which automatically sends automated emails, automated texts, automated lead distribution, automated sometimes qualification based on how the lead is qualified to be able to kind of tag it. Let's just say, you know, in your lead qualification questions, you ask a question about urgency. You know, how soon are you looking to hire a lawyer for this? If they answer immediately, well, maybe you might want to tag that special prospect versus somebody who says, oh, sometime in the future. So maybe you turn that into a VIP kind of lead where, you know, there's more time and attention dedicated to that. These automated lead interaction things, automations is kind of crucial to be able to prevent manual labor, help you make less mistakes, and also it increases your quickness of how, you know, quickly you're be able to interact with these leads.
You know, Sam, I think that's to some degree a low-hanging fruit on this process, you know, because, you know, I'm going to assume most of our listeners are already using a CRM. And my experience is that they very frequently are using such a small portion of the capabilities of the CRM that they have, that if you just take a deep dive into the automated, you know, email sequencing and message sequencing that's available to you right now in something like Clio, if you just do nothing else but that, what it's going to do is help you think about the systems involved in the intake process. And you're going to start just by virtue of exploiting the features of CRM that you currently have, you're going to start seeing ways and opportunities to further leverage that capability or enhance that system, maybe by going outside of the CRM via a Zapier integration, as you suggest. Just start with what you have and master that, because there's a wealth of capabilities built in.
A lot of times, I know sometimes it might be beyond you. And again,
get some help.
Yeah, get some help in that case. Again, you got to know yourself. If you're analytical and all that stuff, then by all means. But a lot of times you're like, this is way beyond me. If so, again, there's a lot of help out there. There's a lot of programs that help with this. One other thing I'll add, Neil, is personalizing your lead interaction with AI. It's not discussed
much. That's the future, isn't it?
No, it's the current right now.
Yeah.
So how do we do that? So you collect lead information from your lead sources. A lead comes in from, let's just say, a typical situation. Lead comes in from Facebook. You're asking some qualification questions. What if you could feed this data with Zapier into ChatGPT, and ChatGPT could take those answers and personalize it and turn it into a nice, personal, friendly first initial text that will be sent out as soon as the lead comes in? Say the lead information is car accident in the past 6 months, and I received and I've, you know, been injured in this way. So that Zapier is the first part, sent to ChatGPT. You have a prompt that says, hey, you're a very friendly customer service. I'm going to give you some client information. I want you to write a really friendly personal first text that would be sent to leads with these information. You put those placeholders in there, you know, this lead information, it will be, you know, it will be coming here. And then the output will be ChatGPT who will write that text. Hey, Bob, you know, you've been in a car accident the last 6 months and you recently, you know, had this type of an injury. This is exactly what we do. When is a good time for us to talk? And that personalization, you know, somebody gets that, especially if it's done within a minute, which could be done. They see that amazing. I don't know who this person is, what it is, but, and I can see that they care. They care about me. You know, it's different. Also, not somebody that could just give me, you know exactly what about my situation right now. I'm going to call them. This is kind of like the frontier that we're in right now, you know, bringing AI into your practice. Anytime there's any kind of data that's coming in from your prospects and clients, enabling AI into the middle of it, and then using that as to be able to spit out some kind of output that it's able to personalize it to increase those conversion rates. So again, we have this resource called the Intake Conversion Evaluation. If you want it, just let us know. But I highly, highly recommend booking a call at mylegalacademy.com. So not only can we share this with you, but also more importantly, help you go through this with you and evaluate your law firm and be able to offer help to be able to improve your systems. Intake, Neil, is one of those things where you by focusing on it for like a month or 2 months, you're able to double your law firm revenue. You know, everyone talks about doubling law firm revenue. How would you do that? The easiest low-hanging fruit is improve your intake. This is it. Well, you move a little bit of these levers. You bring on, you know, dedicated virtual intakers. You add on, you know, beacon coverage. Make sure your leads are going to your CRM. Making sure that your intakers are calling up your leads right away. Little by little, you do that. And it doesn't take that much time, 30, 60 days. Do that. You sign up double the number of clients. Your revenue goes up by double. You have a lot more money to spend. Now, because you have more money to spend, you go spend more and more in marketing. Now you hire more. And all of a sudden, before you know it, you're like, you look back at the 12 months, you're like, whoa, that was cool. I was able to double.
You're setting the stage for being able to scale your law firm.
Correct. So make this the best year ever. If you haven't already, go book a call. We appreciate you. As always, Neil, appreciate you. Any last words, Neil?
Yeah, what I would say is, look, these are the first couple of episodes we've done in 2025. Let's make 2025 your best year ever. And you want a guarantee on how to do that? Give Sam and his folks a call at My Legal Academy. I can pretty much guarantee you that you'll make 2025 your best year ever if you do.
Amen. All right. We'll see you in the next episode. Until next time.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for listening to The Law Entrepreneur. If you found value in the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. And don't forget to share the episode with a friend. It could help transform their life. To get access to a treasure trove of exclusive free resources for lawyers, go to joinlawyerclub.com. Again, that's joinlawyerclub.com. We'll see you on the next episode.